Encounter with Jesus, Motivational Day 4. Luke 5, verses 4 to 6, and I read, "When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, 'Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.' But Simon answered and said to him, 'Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.' And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking." Peter had used his natural abilities and toiled all night to no avail. However, when Peter moved in obedience, he did the same thing. And this time, there was a much different result. Luke 5 verse 8 says, "When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.'" In that moment, Peter had an encounter with Jesus. He saw Jesus for who he was, and the truth became real and personal. Luke 5:10 says, "And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, 'Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men.'" I find it amazing that Jesus meets us right where we are. What do I mean? Jesus met Peter at the beach, asked to use his boat, and afterwards told him to go and do the very thing that Peter had been doing all night without success. The difference was Peter gave himself as a willing vessel. We can only imagine how tired Peter was, yet he obeyed Jesus. Like Peter, you and I have been given natural abilities, and we use them every day in our work. We work hard. Then Jesus asks us to offer ourselves as a willing vessel to him. "Really, Jesus?" you could say. "Don't you see how hard I am working here?" The demands of everyday life can be grueling. But like Peter, one encounter with Jesus can take you into the realm of supernatural multiplication. Are you a willing vessel? The multitudes perishing in their sin are waiting on you.